Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to this week's Wiki Lickers! Woo! Yay! Woo! So excited to be here! Are you excited to be here, Nip?
I am very excited to be here. Our topic today is controversial and full of varied and myriad possibilities.
Oh yeah, don't give it away. Just keep the mystery alive. Cornado, are you excited? Are you excited to be here?
Yeah, everything Nip said and twice that.
Okay, and then Dustin, are you excited to be here?
Well, I happen to be excited because I think this might be me. I think we're talking about me here.
I think it's possible.
Oh God! Well, let's go ahead and break the ice here, or break the glass.
The tension, the mystery.
Today's topic is Karens. Not like Karen the person, but like, you know, Karens.
The slang.
Mm-hmm. You know, when they're slanging around those Karens. But anyway, I'll just go ahead and jump into this first little area, if that's okay, guys.
Go for it.
Hit it.
All right. Karen is a pejorative?
It's a pejorative term?
Pejorative term. What does pejorative mean? I feel very...
pejorative. Slur or derogatory term. Grammatical form of expressing a negative or disrespectful connotation.
It is also used to express criticism, hostility, and or disregard. Sometimes the term is blah, 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 blah. All right, so Karen is a pejorative term used as slang for a white woman perceived as entitled or demanding beyond the scope of what is normal. The term is often portrayed in memes depicting white women who use their white privilege to demand their own way. Depictions include demanding to speak to the manager, being racist, or wearing a particular bob cut hairstyle.
Speak to the manager.
The third one's the worst.
Speak to the manager, being racist, or wearing a particular bob cut.
I could just imagine like having an interaction that had nothing to do with anything, and they're just like, I want to speak to the manager. It's like, we're standing in the street. There is no manager here.
I feel like I completely misunderstood what a Karen was.
That's maybe not you.
What did you think a Karen was?
I don't know. One time I asked to speak to the manager.
Oh, yeah?
But it was totally my fault.
Oh. What'd you do?
At least you recognized the situation.
It was at the airport, and my plane landed after my other plane left.
How's that your fault?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that's your fault.
Were you flying the plane? I don't know.
Yeah, are you a pilot? Holy shit.
What?
No, because like... Locked.
Okay, so the plane was like, there was like a 30-minute window between I was going to get off the plane and get on another plane. How long do you need to get on another plane? Turns out, one, the plane was late. Two, it was on the other side of the airport.
Yeah.
But they said it was my fault, I guess. So.
That's the story. I've
been not really there. Your fault, but 30 minutes is not a lot of time to get onto a second plane.
I learned.
Yeah, you need like at least an hour.
Wait.
Even an hour, I've had to like
turn that plane around. You know who I am.
Yeah, because it's hard. Like, what if your plane is running a little bit late and the other one's running a little bit early and they're in like fucking Charlottesville and that thing is giant and you have to go from like different terminals and you have to get on a goddamn little bus and the bus takes you to another side because you can't walk to the other side, so you have to sit there and there's a weird guy in the corner and he's got a camera out and he's looking at you weird, but you just got to deal with it. And then he starts like, you know, he put his hand somewhere and you're like, oh God, and then you run. It's the whole thing.
You have no expectation of privacy in public, you know this.
Oh God!
We've learned anything from the internet.
That did happen to me today. This guy was like
put his hands in his pants.
He actively had his hands in his pants. He had his phone out, and he was pointing a camera at me and my friend Karen, which is also back on this specific topic. We were both creeped out. We didn't want to be on camera, and it looked like he was enjoying it too much. It was fucking weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's
that never weird. Happens to me.
Yeah, I wonder why.
What, you trying to say I'm not attractive?
I feel like that's a weird one. I want to be positive and say yeah, but also like I don't want to say that. I bet you're great.
I'm not worthy of that kind of attention.
But
so, Dustin, you say you're not a Karen.
Based on what I've heard, I'm probably not.
All right.
Maybe do you think in that moment you were a Karen?
I did ask to speak to the manager.
Well,
did
you speak to that anymore?
It sounds like they. Yeah.
If your plane is late, like, what are you supposed to do? That's not your fault.
Well, I was kind of like trying to get a hotel room paid for because they didn't.
Oh, that sounds Karen-y.
Yeah. Now we're back in. You're straight over on the K-Land. How many pieces of pizza did you eat on your way to the other plane?
None.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just saying, like, if you lollygagged.
No, I got off immediately, and then I was like, where is my plane? I walked up, and they were closing the door. I'm like, can I go through that door?
And they're like, no.
Nope.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, you're that guy that we were calling for.
Oh, man.
Damn.
When you walk up and they have say you're that guy. Airline
training just for that scenario. Like, they've all been through it.
Think they'd be able to like predict this is going to happen.
Mm. Usually the flight you're getting off knows what your connecting flights are, and B, usually the connecting flight knows what you're coming from.
So that's what I'm saying. Why would you let me book that ticket? Anyways.
Well, I mean, they probably expected you to be able to do it, but
they just wanted the money. They're just like,
well, no, they pay for you to get your connecting flight. They don't make extra money from that. You just have to wait. Did you have to pay anything, Dustin?
Well, the thing is, they gave me a new ticket for a new flight for freebies.
Man, nothing excites me more than Charlottesville Airport.
Yeah. That's where I was, and it was the next day though. So like,
practically like my living room.
Was it the same airline that did this? Like the connecting, like the first flight and the second flight.
Yeah.
That does seem like that's on.
Basically, there. I just had to pay some money to get a hotel room for the night.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Plus, you lost a day of whatever you're doing.
True. Yeah.
Mm. All right. But anyway, aside from Dustin potentially being a Karen, let's go ahead and jump back into this.
All right, okay. Before we move on, when we were at that restaurant where, because I was there too, where the I guess he had his hands in his pants, but he also had a hot dog hat on.
That was a different guy.
What is a hot dog hat?
Oh, it was a different guy than the hot dog guy?
Yeah, the hot dog guy also had his hands.
There's another guy with the camera besides the hot dog guy?
No, the hot dog guy had a legitimate camera. Then there is this like really short guy with really greasy hair, and he had these glasses on, and he had like, I don't know, it's like he was like standing in the little store that you guys were in. You must not have noticed him, but he had like little glasses on, short hair.
How short was he?
Oh, I mean, he was like maybe like 5'6", I don't know. And like he was just standing like right in the entrance to that little shop thingy that you guys were in. Really? He just had his hand in his pants.
That's terrible.
Well, yeah, where did he go? Standing.
I think he was waiting to get his table with him and his mom.
So is this guy a Karen?
No, this guy is not a Karen. But he also looked like he was in his 30s, just to swoop back to that. That definitely looked like his mom, but he definitely looked older to add to this creepy dude.
Interesting.
Yeah, creepy. All right. But anyway, a notable example was the Central Park birdwatching incident 2020. That's a weird place to come back.
That was in the news, I think.
Basically, they got in an argument in the park, and this lady called the cops saying he was doing something he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. She basically said, like, because the person was black, and she called the cops.
Yeah, this guy's attacking me.
And in 2020, everyone knows what happened in 2020. Like, it's dangerous, bro. But anyway, the term has been considered a pejorative by those who believe it is sexist, ageist, and classist, and is used to control women's behavior. As of 2020,
that's an interesting perspective. Yeah,
it's an interesting wrong perspective, but okay. As of 2020, the term increasingly appeared in media and social media as a general criticism of middle-class white women, including during the COVID-19 pandemic and George Floyd protests. The term has been applied to the male behavior. The Guardian called 2020 the year of the Karen. I will say, on that topic, I don't think it's fair that like white women only get that term. You know, and white
could
men
be anybody.
Don't. Yeah, so it's weird that you single out women. So like, I can see how it can be kind of sexist, but I think also like, you know, white women sometimes just act like that, and it's weird. It's like the, you know how like sometimes white women like use their tears as like a cop comes by and they'll just start crying, and then like they'll use it as like ammunition. Like,
I'm aware of this as a trope, but I do not know the prevalence of it.
Yeah, I feel like based on these clips, it's pretty common because they start crying, and you know, because someone comes by, they're like, oh, they heard me, nothing happened, and they instigated it. But that's just my thinking. But we can go ahead and jump into Origin. Who wants to take up this next little paragraph?
Yeah, I can take up. So Origin, in African American culture, there is a history of calling difficult white women or those who weaponize their position by a generic pejorative name. In the antebellum era, Miss Anne was used. In the early 1990s, Becky was used. As late as 2018, before the use of Karen caught on, alternative names matching particular incidents were used, such as Barbecue Becky, Cornerstone Caroline, and Permit Patty. I like that one.
That's sort of funny.
Linguist Kendra Calhoun connects Karen stereotypes to the older soccer mom.
Okay.
From the term Karen, several possible origins have been proposed. Early uses of Karen as a joke punchline include the Airhead character Karen, played by Amanda Seyfried, in the 2004 film Mean Girls, Dane Cook's 2005 sketch The Friend Nobody Likes on his album Retaliation, in 2016 internet meme regarding a woman in an ad for the Nintendo Switch console who exhibits perceived antisocial behavior and is given the nickname Antisocial Karen. In December 2017, Karen memes were regarded entitled women went viral on Reddit, the earliest being from a user KarmaCop9 who ranted about his ex-wife Karen. The post led to creation of subreddit r/fuckyoukaren.
I've been on that one. I've wandered over there somehow.
Containing memes and posts and inspiring spinoffs, including r/entitledKarens, dedicated to criticizing Karens. A more pointed explanation, which involves race, is the expression originating among Black people to refer to unreasonable white women. The term was popularized on Black Twitter as a meme used to describe white women who tattle on Black kids. Lemonade stands. Black kids lemonade stand.
Did you guys see that? Like they'll call the cops about like an 8-year-old kid who's selling lemonade on the side of the street and say they don't have a permit for that like business.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't there lemonade is like 25 cents a cup or something, you know?
This is a capitalist country, damn it.
Yeah.
Come on.
They always want to go young entrepreneurs.
That's right. True economy.
But I just like how they kind of just skipped like R. Karen and entitled Karen, and the first one that was created, which is "fuck you, Karen." They started off with that, and then you know, like maybe that's too much.
Well, no, "fuck you, Karen" was specifically for that guy, his like ex-wife Karen. But then they're like, "Oh, there's other Karens in the world," and that's how they got to our Karen and entitled Karen. But the first one, I think that was just for that specific person.
Meme described white women who tattle on Black kids' lemonade stands or who unleash the violent history of white womanhood. Now defunct, Bitch Magazine described Karen as a term that originated with Black women but was co-opted by white women. In an article on high-profile incidents in the U.S. of white women, in the U.S. of white women calling the police on Black people, The Guardian called 2020 the year of the Karen. The year of Karen, excuse me. I like the year of the Karen better, but
yeah, I like of the Karen. I agree.
I probably don't get a vote.
I think you get a vote. It's like the Chinese New Year, like the year of the monkey, year of the dragon, the year of the Karen.
Oh, we can have like completely new zodiacs.
Just adding Karen. I'm like, oh, I'm a rooster. Oh man, I'm a tiger. I'm a Karen.
Fuck you, Karen on Reddit has 1.5 million members.
Wow.
Karen's gone wild on their handle. He has 2,000.
We should, I think at some point, we should do one on Bitch Magazine. For WikiLeakers.
It's a good one.
Why do they have a magazine?
Why did they go defunct?
That's very true.
The magazines went defunct, man, I think.
I mean, they're still kind of kicking. Didn't New York Times, they got, what is it? The game, like the word game?
Crossword puzzle.
They have crossword puzzles, yeah. But you know the one where it's like a 5-letter word and you have to guess it based on like 6 different...
Oh, Wordle?
Yeah, they got Wordle.
I was going to say Boggle.
So if you're a magazine, you just need to make a good app game and then you can stay in business.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Gotta adapt.
Because like paper's not no good. You know, just change.
Yeah, nobody's going to read nowadays. They just want one word.
We'll get the AI had to read it for us.
Exactly.
Tell me what it was.
All right, let's keep rolling. Should I keep going on meeting and use, or somebody else want to take it?
I can take it. All right, meeting and use. Kansas State University professor Heather Susan Woods, who research interests includes memes. Oh, that's, I didn't know you could research memes. Said a Karen's defining characteristics are a sense of. Isn't that what Reddit does? They just. Anyways, okay.
It's a growing field.
It's a apparently I wouldn't be surprised if it turns up as a university.
I will interrupt real quick. I am a little upset that Kansas State University has a section for memes. What was it, like crypto something? Yeah, those people who like hunt like the Sasquatch or whatever, they don't even have a course.
Cryptozoologists.
Yeah, they don't even have like a 4-year anything. Like why do memes get it?
Excuse me, I have a PhD in Karen.
The world's leading authority on Karens.
I'm a tenured professor of Karens.
I bought this house and raised my children on Karens.
They're acting up at McDonald's. Like the employee's like, man, we need to call in an expert. We need to get here stat. We got a live one.
Man, I want to go to Reddit University.
Drop in the Karen expert. God.
Oh, God.
All right. Well,
I'm about to give my TED talk on my findings of Karen.
I wish there was a TED talk on Karens hosted by a Karen.
This is it right here.
I really want to know, like, what, like, is it the haircut that causes the Karen, like, or is it like, you just get that haircut and you just like you start
thinking differently.
I believe in that kind of thing. I cut off a pair of pants one time, made shorts out of them, and I turned into a totally different person.
You tested out.
What person did you turn into?
Talk about that offline.
Is that what happened to you, Justin? Did you get a haircut before that flight and you were like, I deserve a hotel?
I deserve it.
I'm entitled to a hotel room.
How dare you?
And snacks.
Make me sleep standing up.
Anyways, okay, let's go back to Heather Susan Woods. So she said
a Karen expert on Karen
ontology. Honestly, like, I think we need more Susan Woods at McDonald's, just ready at any moment.
I wonder if Susan Woods is a Karen.
I wonder how many jokes they made about her. Carry on to her.
Yeah, sorry
but,
for
her. No, you guys are good. All right, but Heather Susan Woods said a Karen's defining characteristics are a sense of entitlement, a willingness and desire to complain.
Oh yeah.
A willingness and desire.
I just muttered to myself.
A willingness and desire to complain.
She wants it, you know?
She wants it. She wants it bad. She's just going in, just like, this is what I want. I know what
we're talking about anymore.
I know what I want. I know what I deserve.
I know what I need.
A hotel room.
I got the need. The need for a manager. all right. Anyways, so a willingness and desire to complain and a self-centered approach to interacting with others. According to Woods, a Karen demands the world exist according to her standards with little regard for others, and she is willing to risk or demean others to achieve her ends. Rachel Charlene Lewis, writer for Bitch, agrees, saying... That's great.
It's a good magazine. Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't even say Bitch magazine. It's just this bitch.
Well, it's italicized.
Right.
You can hear that in Craig's voice.
Writing for Bitch.
Imagine you work there and someone's just like, oh, where do you work? And I'm like, I work at Bitch.
No, you just go Bitch.
With the inflection.
Whoa, wait. This is not a kind way.
I was just asking where you work. Jeez.
Yeah, Bitch. Okay, sorry.
All right, we got to come back to that Bitch magazine. Put that on the backlist. Where was I? Reading for Bitch agrees, saying Karen doesn't view Karen's doesn't view others as individuals and instead moves through the world prepared. You actually. Instead, moves through the world, prepare to fight faceless conglomerates of lesser than people who won't give her what she wants and feels she deserves.
The hordes.
The hordes of people out there who are just against them getting their burger. I feel like I see this the most at McDonald's, where they're just completely upset by like I guess subpar fries, which is not great, but it's not like worth making. Anyways,
you're going there.
I mean, you went to McDonald's, like.
That's your fault.
I hate going because I just every it seems like that's where they congregate. Like it's where they get the rocks, and they're just like
they're out back. They're like doing seance.
I'm gonna go to a place that's completely understaffed and has poor quality food and be ready to be angry.
Just like I know that ice cream machine is broken. It always gives me an excuse.
What's upsetting about that is like
ice cream rage.
It's like sometimes they do have like a valid, like, you know, that's a valid concern, but they're like yelling at the wrong person, you know, like the random worker at McDonald's isn't going to be able to
go home and write a letter to the manager,
call corporate or something. Cause the random person at the cash register isn't going to be able to change your cheeseburger from 50 cents. They're not
the
ones that
create the insufficient training program or understaffed situation or cut back costs on the natural resources required to make your thing.
Well, trying to make $7.25 an hour.
Right. And even if there is something like legitimately wrong with your food or whatever, there's a way to handle that situation that's like a lot more amicable.
Yeah, eat it and shut the up.
But okay, so there's like this. So I was listening to this podcast, and they were talking about like something inconsequential, but they were kind of talking about it went into the subject as well. Well, yeah, we never do that, and I'm not doing that now.
We're learned scholars.
Yeah, but he was basically talking about like how back in his day he used to have part of their schooling was like they learned how to write a strongly worded letter to a company. So maybe there's something in like the way that we as a society have enabled this potentially, because it's like a whole phenomenon. Like it's not like one person, it's like a group of
customers always write capitalism kind of thing.
It's yeah, like, but the people who do this is usually like boomers and Gen X, like millennials. Hey now.
I don't know how hard it was back then.
Real hard, I know. But like I don't feel like I see a lot of like Karens and like millennials as often, or especially not in Gen Z. Maybe you have to get older. And once you get older, you start manifesting.
I just don't know how you gather your data, but I believe you.
I mean, I'm just going based on like clips and stuff I see online. They don't look that old, man.
Well, I mean
that young.
Yeah, I'm a millennial. I'm just the biggest pusher ever. Tell me like my food is not the way I wanted it. I'm just gonna eat it. This is not what I ordered. Just gonna eat it anyways. I don't want to cause a scene.
A waiter at a restaurant could literally punch me in the face, and I think I would still do 20. I would still do 20% tip.
I think
it's required.
I could literally maybe they had a hard day. I don't know. My nose is bleeding, but you know, who am I? This is their like living wage. I can't be mean.
There's a place in Texas where you pay extra for that.
Oh, true. There you go.
Well, let me go ahead and continue on for meaning and use. So the meme carries several stereotypes. The most notable being that a Karen will demand to speak to the manager of a hypothetical service provider. Other stereotypes include anti-vaccination beliefs, racism, excessive use of Facebook. I didn't know that was one.
You're going on my Facebook.
What's the line there?
I don't know. Like twice a day, three times a day?
All day.
All
day. Right now.
I got a quick update. I've been trying to figure out where you're at, but the entire time I've been looking at Bitch Magazine's thing. That's why I can't figure out where you're at. Okay, back to you.
I think that's a good reason to be lost. Get lost in the Bitch Magazine.
Yeah, it was the wrong one.
Anyways, so the stereotypes include anti-vaccination beliefs, racism, excessive use of Facebook, and a particular bob haircut with blonde highlights. Pictures of Kate Gosselin and Jenny McCarthy's bob cut are often used to depict Karen, and their bobs are sometimes called the "Can I speak to your manager?" haircut. man, there are a lot of people who study this. According to April Williams of University of Michigan, the meme actively causes call out the white supremacy and call for restitution. Well, I guess that's a reasonable thing to study. Hmm. Thanks, April Williams.
April and Heather Susan Woods and
all of Reddit.
Rachel Charlene Lewis.
All right, we have racial context next.
Due to my excessive use of Facebook, I shall read the next paragraphs.
Why do you excessively use Facebook?
I'm using that. I'm going to use that so much now.
Oh, no. How did I end up in Bitch Magazine? How did I get here?
Time called the meme internet shorthand for a particular kind of racial violence white women have been instigated for centuries, following a long and troubled legacy of white women in the country weaponizing their victimhood. That's kind of like the one in the park earlier. Mm. University of Virginia media researcher Meredith Clark, so many scholars, we were in good company, has said that the idea of a white woman in the vicinity of whom black people feel a need careful because she would not hesitate to use her privilege at the expense of others has always been there. It just hasn't been so specific to one person's name. You know, sometimes you got to name a thing. Karen Grigsby Bates agrees that that Karen is part of a succession of characters like Miss Anne and Becky, adding that the concept of Karen as black people had been using the term became clear to white people when Saturday Night Live played a Jeopardy sketch with Chad Bosman playing as his Black Panther character T'Challa. I got a little lost in there, but I've seen this sketch. It's a great one. It talks about unspicy food. The Guardian notes that the image of a white woman calling police on black people put the lie to the myth of racial innocence. Okay, gotcha. Contemporary Karens have been compared to Carolyn Brandt, a white woman who accused Emmett Till of offending her, resulting in his lynching, and Mayella Ewell, a fictional character in the 1960 novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Anybody read that? I haven't read that.
You haven't read To Kill a Mockingbird?
It was required reading.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was a renegade.
Do you know it's banned now?
What?
Somewhere, surely.
You said no, they like
not countrywide.
Well, okay, so you know how like states have been doing like book bannings, especially in like Florida and Texas. Well, they think they're banning things that they find too controversial, and then there's To Kill a Mockingbird. Like it makes sense because like they think it's a sensitive topic, and they banned it from their libraries, which doesn't make sense like at all. I think because like in the book they like use the N-word. It's like Huckleberry Finn, you know, they use it, but like the whole point is, you know, back then. That's what white people used to say. It's like To Kill a Mockingbird. The whole point is like you're supposed to learn like, oh man. It's like reading Anne Frank. You don't read Anne Frank to be like, wow, she had such a wonderful little romance. You know? Like, wow, her crush was so cute. Like, that's not why you read it.
But. I'm not totally sure what the band situation is on Kill a Mockingbird, but I know it's one of those ones that comes up. I want to state for the record that that's...
I think it's more of a CRT issue. Like, or people just don't want to be reminded of that time period and like what happened and what the cause of it was and like just stuff like that. It, a really good movie actually is called Just Mercy, and it follows up like kind of the same. It was like where the person wrote the book in the same town, there was like another incident just like in To Kill a Mockingbird, and like while that lawyer is there because he's from a different state, everybody keeps telling him like, oh, you should, you know, check out the museum for To Kill a Mockingbird, while he's like actively, you know, has his own To Kill a Mockingbird situation. It was based on a real case. And
I see it here.
Yeah.
In Alabama, of course. I was there recently. The first issue of Bitch Magazine was 10 page feature. No, wrong one.
How did we end up here again?
The meme became most popular in 2020 in the Black Lives Matter movement surged in response to multiple events. Andre Brock, a Georgia Tech professor of Black digital culture, connected the virality of the meme in the summer of 2020 with the coronavirus pandemic, the murder of George Floyd, and the Central Park birdwatching incident, noting that both incidents had occurred the same weekend during a period when much of the world had been forced to stay home and play free time to watch videos. He said the virality of the two videos was the result of an interest convergence in which the pandemic intersected collective outrage over police brutality, highlighted the extreme violence, potential fatal consequences of white women selfishly calling the cop out of spite and professed fear. This whole thing is a lot deeper than I realized. I'm actually really glad I read this, because I just kind of passed by the Karen thing as like not that big a deal, but that's pretty serious. April Williams of the University of Michigan called it a black activist meme, saying it was ultimately beneficial in helping people recognize the problematic behaviors, but warning that jokes downplay the threat that posed to black people. Multiple writers have rejected accusations of the term being a slur against white women. Karen Tia, global opinions editor for the Washington Post, claims that it lacks historical context to be a slur and that calling it one trivializes actual discrimination. Okay, also interesting, you noted earlier, Gabby, that you disagreed with that idea. So does Karen Tia.
It's interesting that her name is Karen.
Oh, wow, you know what? That gives her extra weight, I think. Male context. The term is generally used to refer to women, but the Atlantic noted, Gabby, it's like you can see the future. The term is generally used to refer to women, but the Atlantic noted that a man can easily be called a Karen, with staff writer David A. Graham calling then President Donald Trump the Karen in chief.
Karen in chief.
Damn, burn.
That's so fitting, though. That's hilarious.
Similar in November 2020, a tweet calling Elon Musk space Karen.
Face cared
over comments he made regarding the effectiveness of COVID-19 testing became viral. Numerous names for a male equivalent Karen have been floated with little agreement on single name. It is tough. Although Ken and Kevin, I've heard a little bit, are among the most common names used. The Jim Crow era male equivalent to Miss Anne was Mr. Charlie. Mm. Okay, that's my section. I can keep going if you want.
I kind of feel like, just because I mentioned Donald Trump, like all of his followers were like Karens as well, because they wanted to talk to the manager about the election.
Yes, they did. It's a very sort of privileged, outragey kind of voice that comes through a lot.
Yeah.
Criticism. The term has been called sexist, ageist, classist, and anti-woman by some. Hadley Freeman, columnist and features writer for The Guardian, argues that the use of the meme has become less about describing behavior than controlling it and telling women to shut up. Yeah, mm-hmm. We're back on that version. Jennifer Weiner, writing in the New York Times during the pandemic, said the meme had succeeded in silencing her, saying she had to balance her desire to complain about a nearby man coughing to the open air. Spitting.
Hawking and spitting on the sidewalk.
Her fear of being called, for a fear of being called Karen.
Well, I mean, man, like, okay. Maybe if someone is coughing outrageously during COVID and he's spitting everywhere, you can say something to them and be like, hey, can you cover up?
Yeah.
But the way she says hawking and spitting, it makes her sound like a Karen.
Hawking and spitting. Good hawk. Gotta get a hawk going.
It feels like someone had said to her previously, like, man, you act like such a Karen. And she's like, ooh, I can't do that. I can't be a Karen.
It does a little bit. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. In August 2020, Helen Lewis wrote in The Atlantic, Karen has become synonymous with women among those who consider women an insult. I'm confused by the statement. There is now a market measured in attention and appropriation for anyone who can sniff out a Karen. Okay. Lewis also noted that she called the finger trap of the term, saying what she called the finger trap of a term, saying what is more Karen than complaining about being called Karen? Okay. I get what they're saying. There's a strong incentive to be cool about other women being Karen, lest she be Karen herself.
Right, so I kind of understand where they're coming with this because, okay, you think about it. Like, society is just a little harsher on women, right? Like,
for sure.
Like, for instance, if a woman, like if a middle school girl likes a group, or if they like a boy band or something, they're erratic fans. Like, they're taking it too far. Blah, 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 blah. But, like, sports are totally fine. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so, like, it's like society is just a little harsher on women. So I can understand where they're coming from, where it's like, why is it only like calling out women who had this behavior? Because yeah, like white men do this stuff all the time too. It's not just white women doing this. It's also men, but we're just picking white women. But also like there's white people do this stuff, you know? and it usually is white middle-aged woman. And I think if you're fearing about being called Karen, then maybe you need to check how you act and not say, because we're not gonna, like, I've never been called a Karen. There's never been a whiff.
Shut up.
Like, I don't know. I think that they're being a little bit too upset about this. It's like if you call like a white person like a racist or something like that, they get all up in arms and they don't like look in. They don't look inside and go, what am I doing?
For sure.
Yeah. Instead of.
I mean, recently I was talking to somebody about this and I was like, if someone calls me racist, I'm probably like, yeah, I probably am. Tell me how. Like, I don't, yeah. Like, don't get mad about it. You might be doing something you don't realize.
Yeah, it's a willingness to learn. Like, yeah. If you have bad behavior, someone's trying to tell you, like, hey, you have bad behavior.
you're just ignorant of something, you know.
Instead of going, ah, they're being sexist. Mm-hmm. So I think both can be true. Anyway, I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's great. Thank you. British journalist and feminist Julie Bindel asked, does anyone else think this Karen slur is woman-hating based on class prejudice? Freeman replied saying it was sexist, ageist, and classist in that order. Caitlin Tiffany, writing in Atlantic, asked, is Karen just a woman who does anything at all that annoys people? If so, what is the male equivalent? Saying the meme was being called misogynistic. Nina Burley wrote that the memes are merely excuses to heap scorn on random middle-aged white women. Match. I'm doing great on these names till this one. Matt Shimkowitz, a senior editor at Know Your Meme, stated at Business Insider in 2019 that the term just kind of took over all forms of criticism toward white women and that it had risen to popularity due to the demographic being a title. All right, that is that section. Gabby, you're the showrunner here. What's next?
It looks like they have notable examples, but I think this is kind of stuff that we've already talked about.
To legislation.
Legislation. I can read this one real quick. Yeah, in July 2020, San Francisco Board of Supervisors member Shaman Walter introduced the caution against racially exploitative non-emergencies. Karen, with a C though, the Karen Act, which proposed changing the San Francisco Police Code to prohibit the fabrication of racially biased emergency reports.
Wow.
The act was passed unanimously in October of that year, after which Williams noted, these memes are actually doing logical and political work of helping us get to legal changes.
Wow. Thanks, Reddit.
I will say though, there is like a historical context of white women like saying, like, you know, back in the day, like in like the early like 1900s, late 1800s, there's all these cases of like black men being like killed because, you know, some white woman, either they looked at it or they said they're like, you know, they were sexually assaulted by a black man, but like they just like started something and then their husband talked to them about it and they said, well he did this to me, and then they're like, oh, he must have done that, how dare he, like, we must protect our white women. Or like, like, there's like the Emmett Till one is really sad because it wasn't Emmett Till was like special needs and he was like a kid and like he didn't do anything wrong, and the woman who like accused him of that,
scapegoat.
Yeah, well later in life, she's still alive, but later she said that she lied.
Yeah,
and she like felt really bad about it. She said it when she was like 80 or something like that, but like you can't take that back. He's already dead.
It's a complex topic because you have a lot of women that were oppressed in various ways and like potentially pressured in a lot of these situations.
I think it was just like a scapegoat. If they felt like they're being criticized, they would just blame like the black men around them, you know?
Sure.
It's like, there's a lot of privilege that comes with that, and they kind of weaponized it. And, you know, but also there is like, you know, women in general do come up with like, they do have their own specific like issues, but at the same time, like they also like have a history.
Probably wasn't the way of dealing with it.
Yeah. It's a complex situation.
Yeah. Well, for our listeners out there, you know, Gabby and I will, you know, we're together. We're a couple. Gross.
That's nasty.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm like, we can't have this argument in public. And it's not really like I'm trying to, you know, if we get into like a something or whatever, or we're having some type of disagreement, it's like a kerfuffle. Yeah. Like, we can't really get into this.
That's intense, man.
Yeah.
Cause someone will like take an act of interest.
Right.
And the racial difference.
Right. And it can lead
that's
to,
fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very real, I see it on both sides. I can see it being kind of used to oppress women, but there's just a very, real historical connotation, maybe a dark connotation that comes with it and brings it to light. But it's kind of like, you know, kind of like rap music. Like there's rap music and then white people started listening to it and it changed dramatically.
Right.
So maybe that's kind of like what happened with this meme.
It sort of grew its own legs, even though it sort of started from a specific place. I feel a lot more informed. I just didn't quite connect the seriousness of that aspect of it. I'm kind of glad we looked at this.
You know, I didn't think it was going to be that serious either, but it did. I mean, everything in America just kind of leads back to race.
It sure does.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and read other uses because it's kind of funny.
All right.
So,
okay. I mean, it is just also a name. So, that is one other use.
Okay.
We know it, Karen.
The mid-2019 formation of Tropical Storm Karen and some Atlantic
hurricane. I don't know what that's funny to me right now. I needed that.
Led to memes likening the storm to the stereotype. Several users Several users made jokes about the storm wanting to speak with the manager. Oh. Just photoshopped to include the Karen haircut on either the hurricane or its forecast.
Oh my god, I gotta mute.
Can you have their Dustin's mic?
Oh my god.
Okay. In July 2020, Domino's Pizza ran an advertisement in Australia and New Zealand offering free pizzas to nice Karens. The company later apologized and dropped the ad amidst criticism.
Oh my god.
In July 2020, that same month, an internet meme in the form of a parody advertisement for a fictional American Girl of the Year character, depicted as a personification of the Karen stereotype, wearing a tracksuit, bob haircut, and openly carrying a semi-automatic pistol. While defiantly violating face mask guidelines mandated due to the COVID-19 pandemic, provoked criticism from the doll line, who took umbrage to the use of their name and trade dress, stating that they were disgusted by the post from brand strategist Adam Padilla under the online persona Adam the Creator, and are working with the appropriate teams on American Girl dolls to ensure his copyright violation is handled appropriately. Boing boing, however,
my favorite blog.
However, expressed doubts over the merits of American Girl.
That's a true Gen Xer blog right there, if you didn't know.
Boing boing.
Almost as serious as Bitch Magazine and Adbusters.
Doubts over the merits of American Girl's proposed legal action against the Karen parody, citing the Streisand effect, though it has also noted that the debate on whether the satirical intent of a parody advertisement is protected by law. I will say, okay, American Girl dolls, they used to have this one American Girl doll that my older sister had because my mom was obsessed with trying to get me and my sister to be into like girly stuff. So she
sounds like it didn't work.
A, it didn't work because dolls are dumb, but B, she got her this doll, Felicity. And I recently learned that because the thing about American Girls is it's supposed to be like a period piece or whatever. Like you get this doll and it's supposed to like live in a certain time in American history, right? Mm. And Felicity grew up in the South during like the 1800s. So, and her family owned a plantation, and apparently in the lore of American Girls, because they have books and stuff for these dolls, and in the books the Felicity's family owned a slave. So like, I don't know, they gave that slave a name and everything.
Wow, that's intense.
I was like, what little girl wants to play with a doll who owned a slave?
Well, I mean, it is called like American Doll, like
it is a historically accurate doll.
What's more American than slavery and
capitalism and racism?
Yeah. Oh
my god. I was just like, so anyway, I don't really believe American Girl, because like, well, how could they do that to people? What the heck? But anyway, in July 2020, which is apparently a really big month for Karens, the BBC called The Wall of Moms a good example of mainly middle-class, middle-aged white women explicitly not being Karen. Instead, The Wall of Moms is seen by activists as using their privilege to protest against the very same systemic racism and classism that Karens actively seek to exploit. Okay. What is the Wall of Moms?
Like
the Wall
of liberal moms.
Okay. Who have demonstrated in George Floyd's protests in Portland, Oregon. Oh, that's nice. Karens for Hire began in early 2022, charging a fee to help people with complaints against companies.
Also awesome.
I feel like we really missed out on a great business opportunity there.
Karens for Hire?
Yeah, Karens for our whole generation just becoming we're just slowly becoming a meme.
Yeah, daddy.
Do you guys see the C also? So there's Karen, the film, Becky, slang, by Felicia, by Felipe, Chad, slang, cracker, term, gammon, insult, okay, boomer, Trixie, slang, will to power, and then white fragility.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
That was a raucous good time right there.
I feel like I learned a lot. I feel like this was like a Disney Channel episode. Like you start at the beginning and then you go to the end, and you're like, wow, I've just learned so much. I'm a better person now.
That's what we're here to do at WikiLookers.
We're like Disney, but better.
But better.
That's our new. That's our new slogan.
We're exactly like Disney, but better. Better.
In every
way. Oh, I love this.
Gabby, quick question: do dolls still suck if they're actually robots?
Have you seen what is it, Megan?
No. I mean, like my dolls when I was a kid were Transformers.
Oh, I mean that's not a doll though.
That's okay, an action figure.
It's kind of a doll.
No, it's boy not doll. A doll.
It's a robot doll. Action figure. It's posable.
I feel like we got a debate here.
No, the difference is a doll is boring. Okay, you have a doll. All you do is you can like brush its hair or whatever.
Any toy that's boring is a doll.
And you're supposed to like make it cook in the kitchen or something. It's boring. A transformer.
You're saying that Aaron didn't make his Transformers cook?
He could have. I'm just saying the transformer has so much more fun. Like it can transform to like a car or something else. I can do like a little.
To a stove.
Wait. I mean, those were just.
Do they use their laser cannons to make pancakes?
I mean, but
you don't know what kind of stories I made up with my robo dolls.
But when you say the ultimate like transformer is Barbie, like she's worked every single career that a human.
Barbies are so boring. I'm sorry. This is never going to end. The best thing about a Barbie is you can like dress it up or whatever. I hated Barbies. I hated dolls. I literally all I did was I cut off their hair and then I would take it out to the backyard and then I would get one of those tiny little like exploding little things like the pop rockets or something. Not pop. What are they called? Or you can like light it. Were you I would get those and then I would light it on fire.
You were sitting from
toys. Rebellious.
but for dolls.
I hated those dolls. I wanted a cool transformer. I wanted a BB gun. I wanted all this cool things my brother has. But instead I got a doll that comes with a kitchen.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to bargain and be like, hey, I'll trade you this?
They would not trade for it. Are you kidding me? They just got a cool BB gun and I got like a Barbie and she has an apron. What the heck? Yeah,
they kind of
like this is how Snockerball started.
Get you some action figures.
They kind of enforce those stereotypes with guys too, where they like get like the like it's like a lawnmower, like a push toy lawnmower, and it like has like
yeah. I had one of those, but it was a real one. You're five now. Get a job. Sorry, like, Gen X.
Or like how guys, or I guess boys, are supposed to play with like trucks and like
that's true
stuff like that.
That's true. I didn't care about trucks.
I did not either.
Robots are nice.
I love me some Legos. I feel like that's the best gender neutral toy ever.
They make Legos for girls now, and it's annoying because all Legos I used to have. I used to have Legos, right? And I would make this cool little lab, and in the lab it would be my pet scorpion. I called him Scorpy.
You had a pet scorpion?
Yeah, with my Legos.
Cool. Next week on WikiLickers.
I would call him Scorpy, and then he would. Scorpy's I would have a like good name. I had like a little snowboarding Lego, so Scorpy would go snowboarding.
So Barbie does not have a Lego, but she does have a Mega Bloks. Yeah.
Well, Gabby, are we getting to the time?
Yeah, let's get to the time. Does anyone have any closing comments before I start ranting more about my childhood and the toys I had and how sexism is wrong and I shouldn't have? I didn't even get an Easy Bake Oven. That's actually cool. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dustin.
First off, we can totally get you something cool action figures. But I would say that everyone probably could use a healthy dose of self-reflection. Mm-mm. And if your name happens to be Karen, I'm sorry, unless you deserve it.
Self-reflection, empathy, those are good ones.
Craig, do you have
Just don't be racist. Just stop it. It's no fun. And we got to make fun of you for, you know, having a weird haircut and going to McDonald's. And yeah. So just don't be racist. It solves all problems. All of them.
Yeah. Quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
We would have other things to make fun of if there wasn't racism.
Nip, do you have any closing comments?
Sure. Due to my excessive use of Facebook and subscription to Bitch Magazine, I'm informed that Barbies actually can be painted up as professional wrestlers and be a raw good time. But other than that, no. This has been pretty cool.
I'm still processing that sentence.
That was a pretty intense one.
All right. Until next time.
Next time.
Blammo.
Blammo and WikiLickers.
Out. Out.
Out. Out.